Well, it's a wonder that the rag don't tear the way he makes it pop. You ought to see him fan the air in his hoppity hippity hoppity hippity hoppity hippity hop. He opens up his corner when the clock strikes nine. Like to get up early when they're feeling fine. He makes you want to get right out and rise and shine. He's a great big bundle of joy. He popped a boogie-woogie rag. He's a Chattanooga shoeshine boy.
Buddy Robert popped that rag.
Maybe my favorite song is Frank Thomas's Cracker Cowman.
Oh yeah.
And dirt bikes scream over land that used to be scrub cow trail. And the interstate highways have taken the place of old Mr. Flagler's rail.
And condos rise from the land and space shuttles fly.
Ooh. And the old Cracker Cowman don't know how it all passed him by.
His beard may be stubbled like a clover sugar cane field, and his clothes may be dirty, but the look in his eyes lets you know he won't heal. He's from a breed that has died, but he has survived, and the land that he once knew is gone.
An old Cracker Cowman existing a long way from home. And dirt bikes scream over land that used to be scrub cow trail. And the interstate highways have taken the place of old Mr. Flagler's rail.
And condos rise from the land and space shuttles fly.
Ooh, and the old Cracker Cowman don't know how it all passed him by.
There's old Bone Mazel.
He's gone, but the legend lives on.
And Jake Summerland and old Sam Keen.
The beginning and ending of an era now gone.
And men like Doc Norman somehow let the bottle get them down.
Those old Florida cowboys are like eagles tied to the ground.
dirt bikes scream over land that used to be scrub Caltrans. And the interstate highways have taken the place of Mr. Flagler's rail. And condos rise from the land and space shuttles fly. And the old cracker cowman don't know how it all passed him by. And the old cracker cowman don't know how it all passed him by.
Thank you, Frank. Nice song. Seems like an old kind of country fair atmosphere here. Nice time to sing a song called the Roseville Fair. Right? You can join in if you like. Oh, the night was clear and the stars were shining and the moon came out so quiet in the sky. All the people gathered round and the band was tuning. I can hear them now playing Coming Through the Rye.
She's dressed in blue and she looks so lovely.
Just a gentle flower of a small town girl.
Then he took her hand
and they danced to the music with a single smile. She became his world and they danced all night to the fiddle and the banjo. Drifting tunes seemed to fill the air. But they still remember when they fell in love at the Roseville Fair. They courted well, and they courted dearly.
They
danced for hours in the front porch chair.
And the year went by from the time he met her.
And they made their vows at the Roseville Fair,
where they danced all night.
Drifting tunes seemed to fill the air so long ago, but they still remember when they fell in love at the Roseville Fair. Makes you want to waltz, Simon. Okay. We love to play mountain music. So we're going to play a little mountain music.
We are indeed. You know, over the course of the weekend, people have thanked people from all sorts of walks of life for doing various things. And I'd like to take a moment to thank the volunteers, all the people who volunteered. So if you're volunteers, give yourselves a hand. And make funny noises. That's good, too. There's one volunteer that it seems to me that we should thank, and this was, I just don't understand this. This showed grace and style above anything I've ever heard of. There was a fellow who had never actually come to this festival before. Never been here. His name is Norman Lewis. And Norman came into the festival and volunteered all weekend and didn't know anything about it. Is that amazing or what?
Thank you, Norman.
Norman.
XYZ.
Well, if I had my life to live, I'd surely live it over. I'd only walk with a brand new clothes and just lay down in clover. I'd only work on Christmas Day and other days go courting. I'd spend my days down by the creek and at the night go courting.
Honey from the honeycomb, water from the fountain, sugar from the sugar cane, my wild rose of the mountain.
Of home sweet home, it makes my eyes get misty. Daddy sing a gospel song and mama sipping whiskey. Oh, whiskey from a white oak barrel sure does make good liquor. It makes the day seem twice as bright and the nights go by much quicker.
Honey from the honeycomb, water from the fountain, sugar from the sugar cane, my wild rose of the mountain.
Well, if I had a brand new quilt, I'd fill it up with feathers. I'd take my love by the hand and we'd lay down together. Oh, the day when I was young, the thoughts, they keep returning. They keep away the winter's chill just like a log fire burning.
Honey from the honeycomb, water from the fountain, sugar from the sugar cane, my wild rose of the mountain.
Honey from the honeycomb, water from the fountain, sugar from the sugar cane, my wild rose of the mountain.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Very wonderful. Thank you very much. Mother's Day recently went by. My mom died about 6 years ago, and this is a song that she always loved, and this one goes out to you, my mom, who's up there looking down on her, I think this is her 30th Florida Folk Festival. She came from Boston. She wasn't here from the beginning.
Oft I sing for my friends when death cold form I see, when I reach my journey's end, who will sing one song for me? I wonder who will sing
for me when I come to the cross of that silent sea.
Who will sing one song for me? So I'll sing until the end and cheerful try gotta be assured that some friend will sing one song for me.
I wonder
who will sing
for me when I come to the cross of that silent sea.
Who will sing one song for me?
Sing one song for me.
I wonder
who will sing for me when I come to the cross of that silent sea.
Who will sing one song for me?
Back in 1831, Joel Sweeney, it appears, did the most amazing thing in the history of ears.
What's that, Ern?
Well, it depends on who you ask, actually.
I'm asking you.
Well, yeah, because we were having a banjo workshop the other night, and I'd always heard it was the fifth string, but Vigo knows, Vigo's probably out there, and he knows more about the stuff than I do. He says it's this little fourth string, so Vigo,
no.
I apologize, because the song's already written, and I don't know what else to do, but just...
Lie about it.
Exactly. Exactly.
And he wrote this song.
And he added a little fifth string. Whoop. Where am I?
There. That's good.
He added a little fifth string. Running halfway up the side. On his fingers, he had no metal picks. He had no tuners. He could scruggs. But you know, I think I liked the banjo better before they ironed out all the bugs.
Oh, me too.
Don't the honeysuckle bloom by the outhouse in the spring? On the front porch of an evening, can't you hear the bullfrog sing?
Ribbit.
In the winter, don't they sit and rock and listen to the fires roar? Doesn't anybody ever wrap a banjo anymore? Doesn't anybody ever wrap a banjo anymore? Well, I've heard odd licks and cheap tricks until my ears got sore. I miss the sound of Uncle Dave playing on the floor.
Well, back before flea markets, every county had a swap day. And from Collinsville to Clarksville, you can hear them wildcats play. Buy a set of tools or a brace of mules or things till your feet get sore. Doesn't anybody ever wrap a banjo anymore?
Doesn't anybody ever wrap a banjo anymore? I've heard hot licks and cheap tricks until my ears got sore. I miss the sound of Uncle Dave playing Stomp the Floor. Doesn't anybody ever wrap a banjo anymore?
Well, I've been to some modern festivals. Sometimes I like them quite a lot. But every other city slicker, he's got a five-string pot. He's playing Deliverance and Jed Clampett as fast as he can go. Doesn't anybody ever wrap a banjo anymore?
Honeysuckle bloom by the outhouse in the spring. On the front porch of an evening, can't you hear the bullfrog sing?
Ribbit.
In the window, don't they sit and rock and listen to the fires roar? Doesn't anybody ever wrap a banjo anymore?
Well, Jim Connor does. He's a man who lives up on Sand Mountain, Alabama. He wrote this little song about his banjo guru and mine, Arthur Kirkendall, and how all these two plow with a mule.
Doesn't
gee and a haw. Get the old mule back to the draw. Dance on down to the end of the fur hole. Well, it's hey, Uncle Arthur, gonna turn him around. Who made the back band too damn tight? It's the same mountain holler.
Plastic grass and water beds, our banjos all got plastic heads. You can take me back to the good old days, the Grand Ole Opry and Uncle Dave.
Amen.
I miss his sound and miss his laugh. Miss a gala says he wore. Doesn't anybody ever rap a banjo anymore?
Doesn't anybody ever rap a banjo anymore? I've heard hot licks and cheap tricks until my ears got sore. I miss the sound of Uncle Dave. He's playing stomp the floor. Doesn't anybody ever rap a banjo anymore?
Thank you.
Thank
good
you.
Night.
Good set. Woo, new Sand Mountain Wildcats. Yes. What's really amazing, all that nice dancing you saw down at that end of the stage, that lady worked all day in that gourmet coffee shop. That's her second career. Roz is all right. We have had a couple of complaints with regard to smoking in the audience, and we can't really tell you not to smoke because we're in the great outdoors, but, you know, not everybody does smoke, so it might be a good idea if you do feel that you have to light up to maybe walk over to one side, and because you kind of got to be aware of which way the breeze is blowing. Okay. Well, our next performer has a very unique style of music, and I don't know of any way to really describe it because you kind of have to experience it. All I can tell you is you're going to enjoy it. He's from South Florida. Come all the way up to White Springs to entertain us, and he is a fixture at the Florida Folk Festival. Welcome, Boom Slang.
You know, back in 1992, when South Florida became the 51st state of the Union, part of the deal worked out was we did not get our own governor. But we had to share a governor with North Florida. Fair enough. But as a consequence, the chief of the Seminole tribe, or more specifically, the chairman of the Seminole Corporation, James Billy, became like the shadow governor of South Florida. And South Florida is indeed fortunate in having James Billy as a leader of the Seminole Nation, because not only is James Billy a fine custodian of the Seminole language and tradition and history, but also a great South Florida composer and storyteller. But you know, when I first became a swamp singer, the people all came to me and they said, hey, to be a real swamp singer, you gotta have a song with James Billy in it. My middle name is Yard Sale, can't afford to pass one by. One day a hat said buy me, as it caught my eye, though it was cheap at half the price. Soon on my head it sat, think I might have paid too much for Jimmy Billy's hat. Think I might have paid too much for Jimmy Billy's hat. I bought this American flag, which had 48 stars, and some old Burma shave sign. Bought a trip to Mars, a rubber tip for a walker. Got a good deal on that. Think I might have paid too much for Jimmy Billy's hat. Think I might have paid too much for Jimmy Billy's hat. Bought a red tennis ball with a pebble loose inside, and a Jerry Vale album that I still haven't tried. Gas tax refund vouchers, got a good deal on that. Think I might have paid too much for Jimmy Billy's hat. Think I might have paid too much for Jimmy Billy's hat. I bought Gordon Liddy's flashlight that he used at Watergate, and a terrible swift sword from a Civil War estate. Bottles of phlogiston, got a real good deal on that. Think I might have paid too much for Jimmy Billy's hat. Think I might have paid too much for Jimmy Billy's hat. Bam, 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 bam. Think I might have paid too much for Jimmy Billy's hat. Think I might have paid too much for Jimmy Billy's hat. I bought the helmet liner from Kaiser Williams' hat. Swapped two $50 dogs for a $100 cat. Got the Loch Ness Monster's autograph, got a real good deal on that. Think I might have paid too much for Jimmy Billy's hat. Think I might have paid too much for Jimmy Billy's hat. Photographs of John the Baptist, though not the John you think. And a shrine for your lawn, made from half a sink. Amelia Earhart's flight plan, got a real good deal on that. Think I might have paid too much for Jimmy Billy's hat. Think I might have paid too much for Jimmy Billy's hat. Come to think of it, I paid way too much for Jimmy Billy's hat. And I know about this point in the festival, a lot of you performers and even some of you volunteers have been asked to leave the campsite. It may be the color of your tent does not fit in with the general color scheme of the tenting area. Or it may be that strange smell that your van's generator seems to emit during the daytime. However, I know that more than several of you have had the experience of being awoken at 4 a.m. by the glare of festival coordinator Ken Crawford's flashlight beaming in your eyes, accompanied by a firm yet peremptory, "It's time." For those who have been asked to leave the campsite, may I suggest that you repair to the rustic accommodations available at the Moonglow Motel on old U.S. 41 west of Lake City. There at the Moonglow, you will be in the company of those kicked out of campsites from White Springs to High Springs and from Live Oak to Jasper. Hey, hey, sleep well. Moonglow Motel. Just drive to Lake City, then turn around, drive back a couple of miles. We're just the people that were here last year, but we can't find a name in our file. Bah, 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 bah. Just $20 a night. For South Floridians, it's 25. Don't take no reservations. Might misplace them before you arrive. Bah,
and we only accept cash. Don't leave home without it. They told us our pool would be fixed by tomorrow, but I kinda doubt it. We drank red wine from an empty tennis ball can. Dressed like Sydney Greenstreet, neither slow moving fan. Bah, 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 bah. And if you need more sheets, just tell Laverne. And if you don't know how to open that window over there, honey, you'll learn. Chenille bedspreads and a Donald Duck pail. 6 ounce bottles of Pepsi Cola, furnished ginger ale, and gourmet hot dogs. You know, it's been a good year for Coke. And I pity the poor people, 'cause we're only broke. But we were much younger back then, a couple of nights ago. And I don't really remember what it was we didn't know, while we were lollygagging the moon and inventorying the stars, restraining fireflies in the interior of fruit jelly jars. So we danced semi-naked in front of the church to question is the answer, and the truth lies in a search. Moon Glow Motel.
Thank you and good evening.
That neat? I just love that. Boom Slang, all the way from Palm Beach area. No, excuse me, Fort Lauderdale. Ooh, he'll get me for that one. I've said it a lot this evening, because a lot of the folks that have come out on stage really need no introduction. And it's true of this lady who's out here on stage, but I'm going to give her an introduction anyway. She is one of my favorite performers. I think she has one of the prettiest voices that I've ever heard. And she is, I would say, one of the first ladies of the Florida Folk Festival. She told me tonight that this is her 30th year at the Florida Folk Festival. And I said, well, that can't be, because you're not even 30. But she has entertained and delighted audiences for years here, and she's going to do the same here for us tonight. And she told me that she remembers some of the tunes that she did her first year here, and she's going to do some of those here for us tonight when she gets set up. And I think this is just going to be a real special performance by Jeannie Fitchin. Make her very welcome.
Good evening, everyone. Well, when we drove into White Springs Friday morning, I had the same thrill that I've had every year for 30 years. I had no idea when I started here 30 years ago that my life would be changed so much, and that I would learn so much from so many people, beginning with Thelma Bolton, Cousin Thelma to everyone. She's that special lady. I'm so sorry that not everyone here had a chance to know her. When I came, she was the director of the Florida Folk Festival, the mistress of ceremonies for the entire weekend, one of the most mesmerizing storytellers you'd ever know, and she would dot the weekend program with stories. And she had a bag of toys that she would often bring out on stage and pull out a toy and play, like this one. This I learned from her. And this is a song that we often used to do. When I was young and foolish, I thought that I would marry. I fell in love with the pretty little girl, and her name was Devilish Mary. Do 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 do. That's your part. We had been married but a day when all the trouble started. She combed my hair with a rolling pin to make sure it was parted. Do 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 do. Said I think it's very nice to have this fine relation. Shut up, she said, you do the work, I'll do the conversation. Do 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 do. She boiled up a pot of soup from worn out shoes and traces. Said, gee, I think I'll eat the soles and you can have the laces. Do 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 do. She washed my pants in old soap suds, sewed them up in stitches. She gave to me her prettiest dress, said she, I'll wear the breeches. Do 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 do. Oh no, I said, this is the end, I will not stand for more. That's right, you said you've had enough and threw me out the door. Do 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 do. If evermore I do wed, I'll marry just for riches. I'll find a girl just 2 feet tall who can put on my breeches. Do 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 do. You know, as long as I knew Cousin Thelma, she had white hair. She was always old to me. I didn't know until I visited her in her apartment that she had flaming red hair to go with her freckles at one point in her life. And this instrument, this psaltery, she had on her shelf in her apartment. Someone had made for her. She didn't know how to play it, and it sat on her shelf for years. And she said, why don't you just take it? So I took it and had no idea how to play it. I never saw anyone play it, but I decided that it's much too beautiful of an instrument not to use. Can you hear that okay? It's not a very loud instrument. Let's see. Try that. Okay, good. This is one of her favorite songs.
Give me a boat
that will carry to. I sang that first time that we would have a great friendship, Cousin Thelma and I, and that she approved, because I tried to remember the songs that I sang the first time, and I could only come up with two, one of which was a song that was made popular by Connie Francis at the time, It was close to Mother's Day. The festival used to be the first part of May. And the song was this tearjerker about mothers. And when I finished, Cousin Thelma from the stage said, "Well, that isn't really a folk song, but I reckon it will be one day." So I knew it was okay. This is the other one that I remember that I did the first time. I'm sure all of you know this one. I was born in East Virginia, North Carolina. I did roam. There I met a fair, pretty maiden. Her name and age I do not know. Hair it was of bright sun color, and her lips of ruby red. On her breast she wore white lilies. There I longed to lay my head. I'd rather shine than to see you be another man's darling, and to know that you'll never be mine. Well, when I'm dead and in my coffin with my feet sun, come and sit beside me, darling. Come and think on the way you've done. Thank you. Thank you for traveling down memory lane with me. A few years ago, when one of our nieces visited from California, after spending a few days with us, she said, "You know, these Florida roads just go on and on and on, and they don't seem to take you anywhere." And I guess that if you're from California and you're used to mountains and valleys and big cities, the roads here could be very uninspiring. I like these rural roads. I like knowing that I could drive down a road, maybe see a fox run across. And I like to know that when I need to get somewhere fast, I can get on the interstate and go too. There are a lot of people who are afraid to venture away from things that they are familiar with. And that's fine, because there are roads for everybody. And we can all choose the roads that we want to take in life. There are roads made of asphalt, roads of sand, roads that are seldom very traveled by men. There are roads made of concrete, gravel and clay. One can find these roads just any old day. There are roads that are rugged, rocky and rough. Roads for the spirited, the daring and tough. There are roads that are easy, gentle and through the cities, villages and towns. Anytime, any day, these roads can be found. There are roads with no beginning, and roads without end. Roads you'll find maybe once and never again. There are roads that lead to glory, honor and fame. Roads to corruption, greed, scandal and shame. There are roads lined with silver and roads lined with gold. Roads that can leave you hungry, thirsty and cold. There are roads that lead to happiness, roads to despair. Take a look around you, 'cause they're everywhere. There are roads that crumble with the descent or the climb. Roads that endure throughout the passage of time. So remember, wherever or whenever you roam, you'll find there's just one road will lead you back home. You better follow that road, 'cause there's no place like home. I dream of things that I would do. I dream of things, some old, some new. I dream of things across the sea. I dream these things for you. So must I. Time passes, the days go by, days go by. Time passes, it just goes on, just goes on. Time passes, and then we're gone, and then we're gone. My time and dreams I can't fulfill. My time and dreams are stranger still, and all these things I hold so dear are memories now for lonely years. Time passes. Goes on, time passes, going to close with a good bedtime story for all of you. This is a wonderful story, I think. The festival is about traditions, and this song is about a family tradition. A mother held her baby in her arms and rocked him back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. And as she rocked him, this is what she sang. I love you forever, I like you for always. As long as I'm living, my baby you'll be. That's your part. Well, this baby grew. He grew and he grew. Grew until he was 2 years old. And he pulled all the books off the bookshelves, all the food out of the refrigerator, flushed his mother's watch down the toilet. His poor mother said, "This kid is driving me crazy." But at night, when all was quiet, she'd open up the door to his room, crawl across the floor and look up over the side of his bed. And if that two-year-old were really asleep, she'd pick him up and rock him. Back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. And she sang, I love you forever, I like you for always. As long as I'm living, my baby. Well, this two-year-old grew. He grew and he grew. Grew until he was 9 years old. And he never wanted to come in for dinner. Never wanted to take a bath. And when Grandma visited, he said bad words. His mother wanted to sell him to the zoo. But at night, when all was quiet, she'd open up the door to his room, crawl across the floor and look up over the side of his bed. And if that nine-year-old were really asleep, she'd pick him up in her arms and rock him. Back and forth, back and forth, and back and forth. And she sang, I love you forever, I like you for always, as long as I'm living. My baby, you'll be. Well, this nine-year-old grew. He grew and he grew. Grew until he was a teenager. And he wore strange clothes, brought home strange friends, and listened to strange music. His poor mother thought that they lived in a zoo. But at night, when all was quiet, she'd open up the door to his room, crawl across the floor and look up over the side of his bed. And if that great big teenager were really asleep, she'd pick him up in her arms and rock him. Back and forth, back and forth, and back and forth. And she sang, I love you forever, I like you for always. As long as I'm living, my baby you'll be. Well, this teenager grew. He grew into a man and moved into a home of his own across town. But sometimes on dark nights, that mother would get into her car and drive across town just to see her son. Now, if all the lights in his house were out, she'd crawl through his bedroom window, crawl across the floor and look up over the side of his bed. And if that great big man were really asleep, she'd pick him up in her arms and rock him. Back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. And she sang, I love you forever, I like you for always. As long as I'm living, my baby you'll be. Well, this mother got older. She got older and older, until she was feeling very old and sick. One day she called her son on the phone and said, won't you come see me today? I'm feeling so tired and so old. Well, the man went to see his mother, and as he walked through the kitchen door, she tried once again to sing to him. I love you forever, I like you for always. But she just couldn't finish. She was so tired and so old and so sick. And so that man went to his mother, and he picked her up in his arms and rocked her. Back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. And as he rocked her, this is what he sang. I love you forever, I like you for always. As long as I'm living, my mommy you'll be. Well, when the man went home that night, he stood for a very long time at the top of the stairs. Then he went into his own new baby daughter's room, and he picked her up in his arms and rocked her. Back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. And this is what he sang. I love you forever, I like you for always. As long as I'm living, my baby, you'll be.
Thank you, Jeannie. That was just beautiful. Well, I don't know about y'all, but I had to swallow a little lump in my throat on that last one. Well, we're going to bring out a performer that's really going to give you something unique. How many of you like ragtime? Yeah. Well, let me tell you that this lady can do it. She hails from Pinellas County, and I run into her just every once in a while at jams, and she's got a keyboard there, but she's got a real full-size piano tonight, and she can play it. Her name is Dorothy Byrne, and she's been coming to the Folk Festival for some years now. And I'm not sure if this is her first time on the main stage, but if it isn't, it's always nice to come back on the main stage. You got your own mic, Dorothy. You're all set up. One of the things that impressed me at the festival this year were some of the older people who were here. The real thing. Did any of you see Diamond Teeth Mary last night? I mean, at 93, that lady can still sing. We had a fiddler who was over on the old marble stage, who was 92, named Mr. Richard Seaman from Jacksonville. Did any of you see him? He was phenomenal. He's 92 years old. He told me that he had been playing since he was 10. That's a lot of fiddling. And all the people in the band were younger than he was, and they had a little problem keeping up with him.
Am I turned on? Well, I'll just start playing. My head bounces too much to use these fancy mics that they've got.
Okay, Dorothy, get to it. Dorothy Byrne.
I've got it now. First one I'm going to play is one published in 1897. Actually, the second one ever published with a rag title in its name. Actually, ragtime is a blend of European classical music and black rhythms. Back in the days of slavery, the white folks learned that these blacks could really make music, so they taught them how to play for their dances and what have you. And when the folks quit playing for the white folks, then they'd cut loose on their own, and that was what ragtime's all about. And this one is called Harlem Rag, published in 1897 by Tom Turpin. He and his brother owned the Redbud Saloon in St. Louis. That number, incidentally, fits perfectly in a five-octave piano. That's much they must have had a lot of back then. Next, I'm going to play for you Scott Joplin's Maple Leaf Rag. That, of course, is the granddaddy of them all. Scott Joplin was a really sharp dude. Do you know he got a royalty for all his music, and his descendants are still making money on his music? He was really sharp. Maple Leaf Rag. He was a sharp dude, but in case you think there's something new under the sand, he died of what was euphemistically called a socially transmitted disease and drug addiction. The wheel goes round and round, doesn't it? This is what's called a ragtime song, published in 1901. The Dixieland Boys took it over, so you all know it. So join me with it. We'll do a sing a little bit. Won't you come home, Bill Bailey? Won't you come home? I'm home the whole night long. I'll do the cooking, honey. I'll pay the rent. I know I've done you wrong. Remember the rainy evening when I turned you out? Nothing but a fine-tooth comb. I know I'm to blame now, ain't it? 5'2", eyes are blue. But oh, what those 5 feet can do. Has anybody seen my gal? Turned up nose, rolled down hose, flapper, yes sir, one of those. Has anybody seen my gal? Now if you come across a 5'2", covered with pearls, diamond rings, and all those things, bet your life it isn't real. But could she coo, could she woo, could she, could she coo? Has anybody seen my gal? The 20s music, and I thought something was going to happen while I was out here. How long have I been on? What time have I got? I wasn't paying attention because I thought I'd get a high sign. I've switched into 20s rag or novelty stuff. How many remember this one? Nola? Ragtime, which really supposedly died in 1917. I call it quite a white rag novelty. And I think I'm going to close now because it was a short set and I don't know what I've been doing, but you have no idea how fast this stuff can go sometimes. And I'm going to close out with what I call my medley that killed ragtime. How many remember Jelly Roll Morton and Muskrat Ramble? At the moment when I've work to do, I can chase you. You will leave and I can make you all music man who wrote you new sympathy. I hope you bother him just like you bother me. I get bent, my mind is all in a whirl when I do that 12th Street wreck.
Dorothy Byrne. Thanks, Dorothy. That was great. You know, we call it a folk festival. There's a lot of different kinds of music here, and that's because folks play it all. So I guess if you look at it that way, everything is folk music. Don't leave too soon, because we have quite a finale plan for you. And there are going to be a whole bunch of people brought back just to do some real quick things. People who have been favorites with the festival for years, and other people who are rapidly becoming favorites. And I think it's going to be a real nice variety for you. There is an unsung hero backstage that has worked himself to a frazzle this weekend. And you never see him because he's always behind the scenes. But he has put this whole festival together, and he has been working on it since the beginning of the year. And his name is Ken Crawford. And please give him a warm hand. This has been an absolutely great festival, don't you think? Everything has gone well. Yeah. And a lot of it has to do with Ken. Most of it has to do with Ken, I would say. There's no festival of this magnitude that can be brought together without a lot of volunteers. And I know you've heard people talking about volunteers, but it really is true, because without them, the festival wouldn't take place. And they're everywhere from helping in the campground, ferrying musicians around from stage to stage, and helping to set up. And the volunteers really, we really are owe them a debt of gratitude, because they've worked very hard, and they've helped make this White Springs, the 44th, I think the best one yet. Don't you think? Yeah. Well, they're bringing out enough instruments here that we could almost start a museum. You know, there was... How many of you did see that display of instruments in the auditorium that Charlie Jerusik brought all the way from Safety Harbor? Oh, it was fantastic. He had instruments that were 100 years old. He had auto harps, and he had an auto harp that was built into a coffee table. Of course, it was a little hard to play out with it, but all sorts of guitars and ukuleles, mandolins, things that I didn't even recognize in there. And he and his daughter, Terry, just kind of kept things moving along all weekend. And I don't know if he's going to come back next year, but next year, do check out the auditorium. Even if there's no display in there, it's a very interesting place. A lot of diatribes, I think they call them. And it's air-conditioned. Which is always important. Diorama. I never did get that one straight. Diorama. I'll get it by next year. Diatribe. Oh, well. I was up till 4 o'clock this morning. let's see. As I said at the beginning of the evening, it's kind of hard on Sunday night, because I can't tell you about things to see the next day. I can only tell you about things you've probably missed. Gee, you could have done this, you could have eaten that, if only you'd been there. But I don't want to say I told you so. But I think that we're just kind of coming down the home stretch here with our next performer. And I think a lot of you have probably been waiting to see him. I saw him last night here on the main stage and thoroughly enjoyed his show. I have been a fan of his music for a number of years, and one of my favorite tapes of his, which I have a copy, is Grandfather's Greatest Hits, all the way from Asheville, North Carolina. Please welcome Mr. David Holt.
Thank you very much. Coming through old Tennessee, coming through a flying, study about my little girl, couldn't keep from crying. Oh, honey, babe, I'm bound to ride. Don't you want to go? Now, this song has a little part for you, too. We sing, honey, babe, I'm bound to ride, and you just answer us back with the same thing. Try that. Oh, honey, babe, I'm bound to ride. Honey, babe, I'm bound to ride. Honey, babe, I'm bound to ride. Don't you want to go? You gotta be pretty peppy on that one. Oh, working on the railroad, saving all I can. Find me a woman, ain't got no man. Oh, honey, babe, I'm bound to ride. Honey, babe, I'm bound to ride. Honey, babe, I'm bound to ride. Don't you want to go? Travel all over the country, playing all the time. Lord, I love the music, but I miss that gal of mine. Oh, honey, babe, I'm bound to ride. Honey, babe, I'm bound to ride. Honey, babe, I'm bound to ride. Don't you want to go? Yeah, all right. Good singing, Zeb. Good singing you folks, too. Well, we've had an absolutely great time here at this festival, and I want to thank Ken Crawford personally for getting me down here. It's just been a really fun time and a great festival. Hope to see everybody again, too. Well, as I mentioned last night, I moved to North Carolina to learn how to play the old-time banjo, and one of the fellows I learned from was an old fellow named Bard Ray. Now, Bard lived in Sodom, North Carolina, which is really a place. And it's way back in the mountains. In fact, Bard said you had to be born there just to get there. It's the only way you could get there. Not true, because I found the place and learned a lot from old Bard. Let us play one of these old fiddle tunes of the clawhammer banjo style called Whistlin' Rufus. One, two, three, four. I started out playing the bones and the spoons. Let me show you the bones real quick. Zeb is the sixth generation bones player in our family. We are from Texas originally, and all those folks moved from North Carolina in the 1850s to Texas and brought the bones with them. So let me show you what they sound like. You get two pairs of bones, shake one, get some rhythm going, get the syncopated rhythm going with the other hand. Well, I got a gal and a hound dog, too. The gal old lumber than the hound dog, too. Now grab your partner, pat her on the head. If she don't like biscuits, feed her cornbread. Well, two old ladies sitting in the sand, each one wishing the other was a man. Well, I never went to college, never went to school. But when it comes to boogie, I'm an educated fool. But a quick lesson in how to play the spoons, because my dad also played the spoons, still does, as a matter of fact. These are wooden spoons, but any old teaspoons will work. Get one between your thumb and your first finger. Keep that pointy finger in between and put the next spoon upside down and make a tight fist around them at the back. Then you hit down on your leg and up on your hand. It's really that simple. You don't move this hand or anything. Just go back and forth, getting a click going down and a click going up. Speed that up. If you want to get fancy, you can add a little roll by just stretching your fingers out, stiff and wide apart, and dragging the spoons across it, letting the last beat hit on your leg. Now, let me show you some fancy things you can do with the spoons on an old tune from a group called Gid Tanner and the Skillet Lickers. Thank you.
Lady David Holmes.
I'm going to bring up my friend Bob Cogut. Give him a good old hand. We're going to play a song for you I learned from the Luke Smathers String Band. These were guys I played together with for 8 years. They had been playing together, though, every Sunday night since 1927. Still playing, actually. They never cared about getting a job. They just loved to practice. Now, they were mountain boys back in the 20s when the radio first came in the mountains. They knew all the old mountain songs like Whistling Rufus and Soldier's Joy. But they started hearing songs like this old tune, and they would get them off the radio. You know, they thought the song might just pass one time. They'd never hear it again. It was on the radio. So Luke would sit there with his fiddle and try to get the tune. Harold would try to get the chords with his guitar as it passed. And Sister Leona would sit there and write the tunes down in shorthand. She was a secretary. So they have hundreds of these old tunes. And this is one of them. This is on the Reel and Rock record called The Preacher and the Bear. Ready? One, two, three, four. Oh, well, the preacher went out hunting. Was on one Sunday morn. He knew it was against his religion, but he took his gun along. He shot himself 3 mighty fine quail and 1 little measly hare. And on his way returning home, saw a great big grizzly bear. Well, the bear marched out in the middle of the road and waltzed to the preacher, you see. The preacher got so excited, he climbed up a cinnamon tree. Well, the bear sat down upon the ground, and the preacher climbed out on a limb. Well, he cast his eyes to the Lord in the skies, and these words he said to him. Whoa, Lord, didn't you deliver Danny from the lion's den? Also deliver Jonah from the belly of a whale, and then 3 Hebrew children from the fiery furnace, so the good book do declare. Now, oh Lord, if you can't help me, for goodness sake, don't you help that bear. Now the preacher was up in that tree, I think it was all night. He said, Mr. Bear, if you bother me, I'll give you an awful fight. Just about that time the limb let go and the preacher came tumbling down. Well, you could see him getting his razor out before he hit the ground. He hit the ground, cutting right and left. He put up a very game fight. Just then the bear grabbed the preacher and he squeezed him a little too tight. Well, the preacher dropped his razor. The bear held on with a vim. Well, he cast his eyes to the Lord in the skies, and these words he said to him. Oh, Lord, didn't you deliver Danny from the lion's den? Also deliver Jonah from the belly of a whale, and then 3 Hebrew children from the fiery furnace, so the good book do declare. Now, oh, Lord, if you can't help me, for goodness sake, don't you help that bear. Well, they fought all the way to the river. It was a terrible fight. That bear just kept hanging on, but the preacher was doing all right. He dragged that beast right down in the water. It was 3 times in and out. Then the bear got up and he limped away, and the preacher began to shout. Whoa, Lord, didn't you deliver Danny from the lion's den? Also deliver Jonah from the belly of a whale, I'm in. Well, it may not seem like much to you from where you sit up there, but the hardest work I ever done was baptizing that bear. It's got that old-time religion now. Well, Steve from Stewart asked me to do a song, a Texas song. This is almost a Texas song. It's called The Steel Guitar Rag, a song written just for this instrument. And this song got famous. It was written by a fellow named Sylvester Weaver back in the 1920s. In fact, he was the first African-American country guy to really record a blues song. 1926, he wrote, recorded this song. And it was popular on station XERA in Del Rio, Texas. This was a station started by Dr. John Brinkley from Asheville, who was a doctor. Well, you could say he was a quack, I guess. He had a system of making men again by installing goat glands in them. AMA ran him out of the country. He started a station in Mexico, 600,000 watts. It took it took country music all the way up into the Arctic region and all the way down into South America and all around the United States. This is one of those tunes you couldn't help hear if you had a radio back in the 1920s, the steel guitar rag.
Now it's time for the technological part of our show. What do you get if you cross a newfangled drum machine, an old-fashioned ham boner, and a cheesy Elvis suit? Huh? The answer is David Holt's brand new newfangled Thunderwear. Let's hear it, folks.
Test, test. We didn't have a sound check on this, so let's hope the Thunderwear is working. Yes, you can hear it. What it is a drum suit with 12 different triggers sewn into it. All the wires come out my tail right here. Go into this drum machine sitting next to me. And... That's what I was looking for. Hold it. I've got a trigger here in this palm. I got one over here. I got one over here. I got one 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 here. Let me just do a real short little solo because I know this is a short set and let you hear what it sounds like. Now, we'll do a little bit longer solo here. If you step on this pedal, I get different sounds. So the triggers you just heard are making different sounds now. I just came up with this about a year ago. I'm still working on it. But so what we're going to do is go through some of the drum sets this thing can make and play a little solo for you. Thank you. That's why I didn't want to wear it earlier. I knew I would just burn up. Well. Oh, some people I know hate this song, doo-dah, doo-dah. But music and TV have done it wrong. Oh, doo-dah-day. Great old Stephen Foster song. Felt like I had to do it here tonight. I want to do it with Gamble in mind, my good friend Gamble Rogers, and also Stephen Foster. Gamble, I think, would appreciate this one. You see, this song has lasted 150 years. You all know it. We all sing it. One of the reasons we know it is because of that great refrain, doo-dah, doo-dah. We understand that. There's plenty of doo-dah in our world. And my good friend Michael Parent made me aware of this, that when you're standing in line at the grocery store and you look over and you see the World Weekly Sun or the Enquirer, look at the headlines. Sometimes they fit perfectly with this song. Now, it works like this. I'm going to sing a headline to you. It's a real headline. I'm not making these up. You sing the same thing back to me, and then we'll do our wonderful chorus. So it goes something like this. Elvis came to us from Mars, doo-dah, doo-dah. Elvis came to us from Mars, oh, doo-dah day. The chorus goes, going to run all night, going to run all day. I bet my money on the bobtail nag, somebody bet on the bay. Man robs bank with a cucumber, doo-dah, doo-dah.
Man robs bank with a cucumber,
oh, doo-dah day. Going to run all night, going to run all day. I bet my money on the bobtail nag, somebody bet on the bay. Pitbull ate my mobile home, doo-dah, doo-dah. Doo-dah day. Going to run all night, going to run all day. Bet my money on the bobtail nag, somebody bet on the bay. Sneezing increases your bust size, doo-dah, doo-dah. Sneezing increases your bust size, oh, doo-dah day. Going to run all night, going to run all day. Bet my money on the bobtail nag, somebody bet on the bay. Headless man in a topless bar, doo-dah, doo-dah. Oh, doo-dah day. Going to run all night, going to run all day. Bet my money on a bobtail nag, somebody bet on the bay. Sex change man has set of twins, doo-dah, doo-dah. Oh, doo-dah day. Going to run all night, going to run all day. I bet my money on the bobtail nag, somebody bet on the bay. To sing one more for Gamble and for old Stephen Foster. Hopefully, they're sitting up there together enjoying all this. Gamble will finally get to meet old Stephen. I'm sure he would like to do that very much. So, let's sing the real words. Camptown ladies, sing this song. Camptown racetrack 8 miles long. Camptown ladies, sing this song. Doo-dah, doo-dah. Camptown racetrack 8 miles long. Oh, doo-dah day. Going to run all night. Going to run all day. Bet my money on the bobtail nag, somebody bet. One more. Going to run all night, going to run all day. Bet my money on the bobtail nag, somebody bet on the bay. Thank you, folks. Thank you, Zeb Hope. Thank you, Bob Kugan. Thank you. We finally have our records, by the way. The records are up there at the shed. Thank you.